I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been almost a year since mobs of Hindu nationalists attacked thousands of Christians in Orissa, India. Well, it's happening again. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says a group of believers was attacked this week by 40 to 50 weapon-toting individuals. Believers refused to participate in a Hindu festival honoring a Hindu deity.
They said, you know, we don't want to have anything to do with it. We'll just stay at home. And this mob began to break open the door and break the windows and went inside and beat three of our believers. And they were actually looking for a pastor to kill him.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has released its 2009 Trafficking in Persons report. The report investigated human trafficking in 175 countries. It found 17 countries are not doing enough to address the problem, says World Hope International's Megan Nikki Fortune Clark. Their team works to prevent trafficking and runs women's shelters for survivors.
When we see girls who have gone through such trauma laughing and staying out of prostitution even years after being in our program, we are just really pleased with that work.
And a school feeding program is staying alive one more year. Bright Hope International learned last year a program in Nairobi, Kenya would be terminated June 2009. 1,400 kids would go hungry without it, and the school risked going under as well. Knowing this, Bright Hope aggressively started looking for donors to help save the program. The logistics have been sorted out, and they happily report that 1,400 children are still being fed and getting an education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.